It's been just about 2 months since the residents of Bristol Bay and Dutch Harbor have seen an issue of their community newspapers. The new owner pushed back the publication dates of the papers and announced that when they do come out, they will be combined into one newspaper. KDLG's Daisha Eaton explains.
Jason Evans, who bought the Bristol Bay Times and the Dutch Harbor Fisherman this summer, says he's combining the papers for two reasons. It was done before, and both Bristol Bay and Dutch Harbor are fishing communities.
Well, one, it was done historically, so there was a combined paper. And I know the preference is probably to have one paper for each region, Bristol Bay and Dutch, although they're very different. There's a lot of commonalities between the fishing community.
The papers were published as one newspaper about 15 years ago. The new owners, Evans and his wife, stopped publishing the Bristol Bay Times and the Dutch Harbor Fisherman during the transition. Evans bought the papers along with the Arctic Sounder on August 5th after Chilista Corporation liquidated their weekly newspaper chain, Alaska Newspapers Incorporated. Several editions of the Arctic Sounder, which serves the Barrow Arctic Slope and Northwest Arctic regions around Kotzebue, have already come out. But the Bristol Bay Times and the Dutch Harbor Fisherman have been slower to come together. And the transition, Evans explains, has been more difficult than he anticipated.
When ANI decided to just shut their doors and not necessarily work with anyone on a transition, it became very difficult for all of the new owners to get staffed and get their own office and office procedures set up to produce these papers and make sure that they reach out to customers and correctly bill them and all the things it takes to run a newspaper. I mean, we're still having people find us after a month and a half, and we would have advertised in the Arctic Sounder had we known you existed.
Evans says he's in the process of hiring two reporters for the combined paper.
Our plan is that we would have a person dedicated to kind of each region we serve. We'd want someone that understands rural Alaska and then, you know, good writing and good connections to the community if possible.
Evans says the combined version of the Bristol Bay Dutch Harbor paper is expected to be out by the end of October. In Dillingham, I'm Daisha Eaton.